Hi, I'm Klaus Lauter from Intergate Immigration. Thanks for joining me on our monthly podcast. This month, we turn our attention to retirement in South Africa. I'm not going to spend any time convincing you that South Africa is a superb retirement destination. Hopefully, if you are listening to this, you already know that. If not, then the best thing to do is to come and see it for yourself. What I want to focus on today is the criteria for obtaining temporary and permanent residency in South Africa as a retiree. Firstly, let's discuss age and whether the legislation is retiree-friendly. As you may be aware, many countries, Canada, Australia and UK among them, are not keen on attracting retirees. Due to their age and social services provision, they tend to be seen as a burden on the state. Pleasingly, South Africa sees things differently. In some ways, this is due to the lack of social services and the need for the retiree to make their own provisions for things like medical care, but also because South Africa realized the spending power of retirees and the benefits this brings. It is said that each retiree creates 5 to 7 direct or indirect jobs, a huge plus in a country with 25+ unemployment. So age is not a barrier when it comes to retirement in South Africa, and there is no upper or lower age limit when applying for the permit. So it follows that when applying for a retirement permit, the most important criteria is therefore a financial one. South Africa does want to see proof that you can support yourself and have sufficient funds. Let's start with temporary residency. Temporary residency of up to 4 years at a time can be achieved by demonstrating either income and or capital. The required level is 20,000 rand per month per applicant. As an example, you need to show 20,000 rand per month income for the next 4 years. Let's assume you have a pension of 10,000 rand per month. This would leave you a shortfall of 10,000 rand per month. You would need to show accessible savings that would cover the 10,000 rand shortfall for the next 10 years. In other words, 48 times 10,000 rand, a total of 480,000 rand. So for temporary, you can either prove income of 20,000 rand per month or capital of 960,000, or indeed a combination of both. You should note that this amount is per applicant and not per couple. For permanent residency, there is a little of an anomaly. Once again, we are looking for an income figure of 20,000 rand per month per applicant. Because in this instance we are seeking permanent residency, the income needs to be a lifetime income, for example, a pension. In this case, capital cannot be used. Yes, even if you are worth 50 million rand, you are not able to secure a permanent residency under a retirement permit. Does it make sense? No, but that is the interpretation of the rules. For the applicant who has cash and no or little income, another option could be the financial independent permit. This is an asset-based permit whereby 7.5 million rand is needed, such as net worth by the applicant. The only unfortunate thing about this particular permit is the large Department of Home Affairs fee at 75,000 rand. In addition to the above financial requirements, applicants for a retirement permit need still to meet the normal standards of fit and proper. Now let's chat about some of the great advantages of retirement to South Africa that you may not be aware of, and I don't mean the sunny skies, golden beaches or great restaurants. It's much more boring subject, but important one, money and tax. Firstly, there is no requirement for you to bring or to keep any money into South Africa. Also, unlike many destinations, there is no need for you to buy real estate, government bonds or in fact transfer any of your wealth to South Africa that you do not wish to. Secondly, for many pensioners, capital gains tax plays an increasing role in their tax affairs as their income falls away. South Africa has an extremely low capital gains tax rate of only 10%, and only after the annual limit has been breached, it is a great tax planning tool. Thirdly, and for many pensioners, such as UK ones, the best one, South Africa does not tax on foreign pensions. That's right, no tax is due. Now this varies from country to country, so consult with an accountant, but sticking with the example a UK national immigrates to South Africa, as long as the pension he receives is not a public sector pension, the UK will no longer tax the pensioner. Confused? Well, the layman's terms, no tax in the UK and no tax in South Africa, therefore a tax-free pension. Very nice. Thanks for joining me, and as usual, if you have any queries, feel free to email us on info@intergateimmigration.com or visit our website at intergate-immigration.com. Whilst you're there, why not subscribe to our newsletter and social media groups? We look forward to seeing you, or better, hearing you, online next time, and we will be back next month when we will be giving you the lowdown on partners permits.